wrestling in the Greco-Roman world. Wrestling matches were usually not won by rendering an opponent unable or unwilling to continue. When a wrestler attempted to win by choking or bending the fingers of their opponent, then the surrender sign was given, similar to the sign given in boxing. To the Greek, wrestling was a science and an art. The greatest importance was attached to grace and style. It was not sufficient to throw an opponent. It had to be done gracefully and in good style. Winning most often resulted from scoring three falls. Three ways existed for scoring a fall: throwing opponent to the ground and forcing their shoulders to touch the ground scored a fall, forcing an opponent face down to the ground in a prone position also scored a fall. Lastly, establishing a controlling hold that did not allow escape by the opponent scored a fall. Defeat was announced when a wrestler suffered three falls. The key to successful standing wrestling is posture and stance. The wrestler needs to protect himself from being tripped backward or from being pulled forward, and therefore he stands with his weight of the balls of the feet, not the heels, with one or both knees flexed. He thrusts out his hands, looking for opportunities to attack while fending off his opponent's initiatives. Details on wrestling techniques have emerged from vase paintings from ancient days. Most show wrestlers standing with feet widely spread so they would have proper balance and their arms stretched out toward the opponent. A variety of arm and leg holds and headlocks were common, and the intense struggle was communicated by these paintings. Wrestlers were very muscular, with large shoulders, abdomens, hips, and legs. One of the best descriptions of wrestling was by Lucian. Some of them, locked in each other's arms, are tripping one another up, while others are choking and twisting each other and groveling together in the mud, wallowing like swine. Since then, I do not know what has got into them that they push one another about with lowered heads and butt their foreheads together like rams. And see there, that man picked the other one up by the legs and threw him to the ground, then fell down upon him and will not let him get up, shoving him all down into the mud. And now, after winding his legs about his middle and putting his forearm underneath his throat, he is choking the poor fellow, who is slapping him sideways on the shoulder by way of begging off, I take it, so that he may not be strangled completely. These observations show the struggle and pain involved in wrestling. No punching or kicking was allowed in wrestling matches. These were both allowed in the pancratium. No eye gouging and no biting were allowed in wrestling, and they are both considered fouls. No time limits or rounds, like in boxing, were called, and a wrestler would be whipped if the judges considered him stalling or resting. Wrestling was not as violent as boxing and the pancratium, but it was an extreme competition of strength.